8:37 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for Friday. And on this Friday, we are ready to review the Tri-County Insider News past week. We call it the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. And our news director, Bronson Rasmussen, has joined us now. Good morning to you, Bronson.
Good morning, Dan, on this Friday and the last Friday of February.
It is. We have 2 months down already in 2026. Seemed like we were just turning the page into the new year. And here we go into the month of March and spring gets started this
month. Well, it's about time that spring gets here.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, this is Tri-County Insider News, the Week in Review, and we're going to get it started with Bronson telling us what were the top stories of this last week, the final week of February.
Our top story has to do with the city of Dubois and your water and sewer bills. So as consolidation happened and all of these systems merged together, so did the billing and also everything of that sort when it comes to sending out your bills.
Right.
The finances, the billing, even the maintenance of all of it is all now one. So that with that comes a few road bumps.
Yeah.
And coming this month, they sent out all of the bills for your water and sewer late.
Yeah.
So they didn't send that out. I believe it was
I noticed
beginning of last week, and you had even mentioned it to me here.
Yeah.
And so with this, they say that when you get your bill, pay it when you get it, but don't worry about it being on time for this month. And with that, they're waiving any late fees for February.
Yeah, and can see why that would become a top story. And I know there was a lot of discussion about that with Mayor Abbott, who was in here on Monday discussing that. And of course, there's been a lot of questions regarding those water and sewage bills too, because the way that the billing looks is different.
Yes.
The rates changed a bit. There's a debt payment in there. So,
and I think that was one of our top stories from last week as well, was kind of explaining that.
All right. So that's story number one for the week. What about the second story?
Our second story, also, funnily enough, doing with consolidation of Dubois and Sandy, and that's with fire services.
Yeah.
We spoke with the fire chief, Joe Mitchell. He was on contact and spoke about it a lot. Of really that costs are going down for the fire department. And he said that even it was looking about to be 42% in total since consolidation. And this is due to less vehicles having to be used, the departments actually working together for a change. And with that, also coming to replace their vehicles. Instead of getting a new tanker for every single station, they'd only need a couple for the city in general.
Yeah.
So and of course, the current apparatus that they have, while they look like they'll work fine, they do have aging parts that are becoming harder and harder to get. So it'd be better just to look at getting a new vehicle instead of just keep using these older ones.
Yeah. So that story provided kind of a positive spin on the consolidation process and some savings that are taking place there. All right. What places third as top story of the week?
Our third one was a warrant search that had allegedly revealed guns and drugs. And this happened in Kernsville, where one person was facing several charges after an investigation showed that 29-year-old Danielle Hefter led There was a search warrant being executed at their Sheffield Street residence in Kernsville. And during the search, police found multiple illegal drugs and firearms. And also there was a child that had direct access to those. So following that, this person was charged with endangering the welfare of a child. However, at this time, there are no drug charges as the investigation into that continues.
All right. Well, as we continue the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review, we move to a category which is the most interacted with stories of the week. Now, sometimes there's crossover among our top stories. Sometimes there's some surprises in there. So what was the story that our listeners interacted with the most this past week?
Well, we have the Hometown Hero banners in Dubois.
Yeah.
There is finally a retirement ceremony that's been announced for that. With Downtown Dubois, that the group that has actually put these up, they said that in the years they've been up, the sun on them, all the weather effects have really worn down those banners, mm-hmm. and it's time for those to come down and be replaced with a new set of banners. So with that, they're going to have a Hometown Hero banner retirement ceremony, and that'll be on Thursday, March 12th. And that will be at the Dubois VFW at 6 p.m. And I didn't realize this, but there are nearly 290 of these banners.
Yeah, nearly 300.
So with this, they're going to come down. Well, they've already come down. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be this ceremony to honor them as they give them back to the families. However, this isn't the end of the banner programs.
Right.
There will be next stages to this. It might not look exactly the same as the Hometown Hero everywhere, but Hometown Hero will come back, and there might be just a few differences with it next time.
Yeah, that's a interesting story, and we'll continue to get updates from Shirley DeRouge of Downtown mm-hmm. Dubois, Inc., especially on her next midweek chat that we have with her.
Yes.
Okay, that was the most interacted with story. What do we have coming in second and third place there?
Sure thing. We have a Brockway man that's been sentenced to state or county jail after pleading guilty to stabbing another man in the neck. We originally reported this back in August that Noah Fremmer was in the Phillipsburg area and was jailed after getting into an argument and stabbing another man in the neck. And now he has pled guilty to felony aggravated assault, and he was sentenced to spend between 1 to 2 years in county jail with 6 months already served at this point.
Okay.
He must also pay the victim's medical bills as well.
All right. And the third one?
Third one is another one with 814 Pred Hunters, the group that really goes out there and disguises themselves as decoys of minor girls and catches predators. Mm-hmm. So this latest one was a West Virginia man after he came up to, I believe it was Kernsville, yes, to meet who he thought was a 15-year-old girl. And they had multiple conversations with this person, 31-year-old Benjamin Engel, where he allegedly sent nude photographs of himself and sexual messages with who he thought was a teenage girl. And last Saturday, he traveled to Kernsville to meet the teen and was met by police instead. However, when police arrested him, they found that he had his 5-year-old child in the back seat of his vehicle at that time. Mm. Since then, the child has been turned over to the Clearfield County Children and Youth Services.
Okay. Well, Bronson, it's almost time to say goodbye. Not just to February, but also to you. But we can't do that without hearing what you have mm-hmm. chosen as the top story of the week from among the Tri-County Insider local news stories. So what is Bronson's choice this week?
Well, this one might be a little bit of self-promotion, but we can get away with it.
Oh, no.
The Dubois Rotary Auction. Okay. It comes back next week.
Yeah.
So from 10 to 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday, and then 10 a.m. until noon on Friday, if you listen over on Sunny 106, you'll hear as Rotarians, local nonprofits, and items in the auction are featured just live on air over there. And this happens annually, typically raising tens of thousands of dollars for the Rotary Club.
Yeah, that's a great choice. And I know you like that auction, Bronson. So
oh, I do.
I'm not surprised that it's your choice of the week. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we'll get back together in March and do our next Tri-County Insider Newsweek in review.
Sounds like a plan. It'll be spring.
Yes, absolutely.